Tampa Bay, Big Ed here on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Boy, it is that time of year. No, I'm not talking about the holidays, everything. I'm talking about something better, much better. It is time again for the Taste of Safety Harbor. You know, I went to this event last year. It was a huge success. My wife and I had a great time. I brought friends with me. We all had a great time. And it's that time of year again. It's the 10th annual, believe it or not, the 10th annual Taste of Safety Harbor. Talk a little bit more about it. We have in studio with us Susan Peterson, who is the executive director of the Safety Harbor Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Susan. How are you?
Good morning, Ed. I'm just fine, thanks.
Great. I know you're looking forward to this. Can you believe this is the 10th annual one already?
No. This has been a great event for us. This is exciting.
And when you say 10th annual, you got to be doing something right because it's not the first annual, it's the 10th. So you're doing something right down there.
Yeah. Well, each year, you know, we tweak it and make it better.
You know, I used to live in Safety Harbor, and I miss it. It's just a great little town. It seems like everybody knows everybody. The main street is just set up so nice. All the shops there. You got the gazebo right in the middle of the city. It's famous for people going there and doing their vows and wedding parties and all that. Talk a little bit about Safety Harbor, your experience of Safety Harbor.
Well, you're right. It's got that small town feel, but yet, you know, it's up and coming. We're kind of coming back alive after some, you know, some tough years in the economy, new boutiques opening, new restaurants opening. So, you know, we're really looking forward to showcasing some of those restaurants at this event.
And if you love trees, Safety Harbor is the place to go, right?
Yeah, we have one of the oldest oak trees in Pinellas County.
And real quickly, I want to just put a plug in. You have a new park there, a little park there called...
Mullet Creek?
Yes, I love that little park. If people get a chance, it's real close to the Safety Harbor Resort and Spa. So, Susan, let's talk. It's the 10th annual Taste of Safety Harbor. Now, tell us what goes on in this event here.
This is when we showcase our chamber members who are in the food and beverage industry. And it's an opportunity for people to come, kind of relax, have fun after the holidays, and sample some great food.
And this is held, and it's usually held at the Safety Harbor Resort and Spa. Beautiful place when you walk in the door. I mean, even before you walk in the door, just a magnificent entrance on this place.
It is. So it makes a great venue, and we're very happy to have them being our venue sponsor this year. We go in and we take over the two main ballrooms, as well as some of the adjacent rooms. So it's quite a large event.
And we're going to get into the logistics of it, the rooms and stuff like that. But so many places that you're going to have participating in this year. And people, I understand that this event is actually going to be bigger than last year, and you had to make more space available.
Right. Last year, we were very crowded, and so we've kind of spaced things out a little bit more to make it an enjoyable experience for everyone who comes. We do have a few new restaurants that will be participating. So, yeah, we're looking forward to a really quality evening for everyone.
And here's another thing, too. Even though there's more room available, tickets are still limited. Is that correct?
Yes, we are limiting the ticket sales. We fully expect it to be sold out.
And we're going to get into the ticket price, which was very affordable. I had a great time. Everything was set up absolutely beautiful. You're going to have a little entertainment this year. Talk about the entertainment this year.
Yes, we have very talented musicians and singers from Countryside High School Music Program that are going to help us out throughout the evening. We'll have entertainment on both stages in the Four Springs Ballroom and in the Baranoff Theater.
And this is not just all about tasting food. This is all for good cause, too. Talk about the 50-50 to benefit the Florida Sheriff's Youth Ranch.
Yes. One of the fun parts of the evening is our 50-50. The Florida Sheriff's Youth Ranch is a really awesome organization that we want to bring more attention to, and they are going to be the beneficiaries of this year's 50-50.
And it seems when you do things right, like have a 10th annual something, whatever, you start to see more sponsorship and big sponsorship. Some of the big name sponsors that you have this year.
Yes, Bright House is helping us out this year, as usual. We have Agartha Books and Wellbeing, one of our shops on Main Street, as a top sponsor. We also have Largo Medical Center, Cold Stone Creamery, Roberts Printing, Tampa Bay Magazine, the Tampa Tribune.
Some great sponsors. Let's talk about when people kind of walk in the door. What can they expect as they walk in the door? Now, we're going to give out the price. The price is $35 in advance or $40 day of if they're available. So we want to stress that.
Correct.
If they're available, because this thing is so huge that you want to make sure you get them in advance because space is limited. So talk about the experience that when they walk in the door, how it's going to be set up.
Well, right when you walk in, you'll see displays from our sponsors. We give them a nice area to showcase their businesses. And then you'll enter and you can go in one of the two ballrooms to sample the food and beverage. There's also a silent auction that night that's always very popular in one of the rooms. We have some really, really nice items, including a two-night stay at the Safety Harbor Resort and Spa.
Wow.
As part of the auction.
You know, I've always wanted to stay at that spa. I mean, I'm not trying to ask for anything, but I'm just telling you, I have went in there and walked around. It is a beautiful, it's up there with the best. I'm telling you, Safety Harbor Resort and Spa is up there with one of the best around. Also, another thing that when people come in, you touched on it, the tasting. Some of the restaurants that are involved for this year.
We're really happy to have the Whistle Stop join us this year.
I had to stop you because, yep, I've always wanted the Whistle Stop. If you don't know Safety Harbor, when you come across those railroad tracks, just there on the left-hand side, there's the Whistle Stop. They have been a cornerstone of Safety Harbor for years, and I am so happy they're involved with this year.
Oh, we are too. Yeah, it's a landmark, so we're glad they're participating. We also have a new restaurant in town, the Happy Salmon.
I heard about that.
Makes wonderful sushi. We have some of our past People's Choice winners back with us this year. The Barfly, the Sandwich on Main,
mm-hmm,
Anthony's Coal Fired Pizza.
Mm.
Of course, the Safety Harbor Resort will, mm-hmm, be serving their wonderful crab cakes. We have Maggio's Pizza Bistro. And then we have some of the beverage distributors. We have Nolan's Pub, our brand new Crooked Thumb Brewery in town will be there. We also have Sea Dog Brewery. Ed's Fine Wines is always popular.
Oh, they were very popular. They were right in the middle of the room, I think, last year, where you couldn't miss Ed's Fine Wines.
Yeah, yeah. More. There'll be more.
There'll be a lot more. And I understand you're still in the process. More are coming on board for this.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
You might need another room for this then.
I know.
You know, we might have to take over inside and outside the spa. I don't know. So now this is also, you're going to judge this event. So talk about how it's a little different than last year.
Yeah, we'll have the traditional People's Choice Award where everyone who enters will have a ballot to vote for their favorite. But this year we're adding something called the Best of Taste, and we are assembling a distinguished panel of judges that will take part in that to award the Best of Taste at the end of the evening.
Now, once again, this is, I don't think we gave out the date. We're going to do that right now.
That's
so
important.
Why don't you go ahead and do that? I'll let you have the honor of doing that.
It's on Monday, January 18th. We traditionally hold it on this Monday in Martin Luther King Day. It works well for the restaurants,
mm-hmm,
and it's just a nice kind of way to kick back on a Monday evening.
And it is a holiday, I believe, that
it
day.
It is a holiday.
So,
mm-hmm,
so it's January 18th, 2016. I can't believe I'm saying that. It's from 5:30 to 8:30. So, you know, hopefully heat's not going to be a problem. But I never thought I would say that on December 22nd. But hopefully, I'm sure the weather will be nice. People can maybe come early, tour a little bit of Safety Harbor, and make their way down to the end of the street there. It's not a long walk. It's a historic walk, if I can say that, when you walk through Safety Harbor, because you see the age and the delicacy of some of the buildings that are there, and you just soak it all in, and they're well taken care of. Such a clean area to walk down, and a safe place to be, Safety,
yes,
Harbor.
Yeah, we're proud of it, and it just keeps getting better.
Well, we're looking forward to it, and once again, it is the Taste of Safety Harbor, January 18th, from 5:30 to 8:30. And Susan, we stressed this earlier, the tickets are $35 in advance, $40 at the day of the event, if available. Now, like we said, that this is bigger than last year. They had to actually get another room because they were so cramped in the first one. But they are limiting tickets, right? We're limiting the
tickets.
We
are limiting the number. Yeah,
okay.
So we'll make an enjoyable evening for
all.
So
we want to make sure that you get your tickets early. And where can they get their tickets at?
They can buy them online at safetyharborchamber.com. And then also you can call the chamber at 727-726-2890.
And we are so looking forward to it. And we're going to have you back a couple more times before the event, just to get it, because I know this thing is growing by the day. You're going to maybe have some more sponsors, some more people displaying the restaurants or whatever. So this thing could get even bigger. So, Susan, thanks for joining us this morning, and we look forward to having you back. And we invite everybody once again. It's the Taste of Safety Harbor, held at the Safety Harbor Resort and Spa, January 18th from 5:30 to 8:30. It's on Martin Luther King Day. It is a holiday, so people can get down there early, tour some of Safety Harbor, and then get down to the main event at the Safety Harbor Resort and Spa. Once again, Susan Peterson, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Ed.
Okay, and we'll see you at the Taste of Safety Harbor, January 18th, and we'll have more with Susan Peterson, the Executive Director of the Safety Harbor Chamber of Commerce, in the coming days. Stay tuned.